Masechta Soita Daf Gimel. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva regarding is it a rishus or is it a mitzvah to be metama the kriyim of your kain. Now, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that lo yitama is said as a mitzvah, not as a rishus, like the Brisa says in Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf. Lo yitama is a mitzvah. If he doesn't want to be metama, we force him and we make him tummy. The Gemara brings a story to back it up that Yitzhak Akiyan had mesa ishtoi erev Pesach and he didn't want to become tummy. And nimnu echav akehanim b'timu ba'karchay. The Rambam passes like that as well. And Hilchos Avot, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. That way, Tam is mitzvah sei. And that's how it's brought down in Tur. And it's the Chanar Shiradeo Shinayin Gimel Siv Gimel. Taisus writes that this is the arguing in Mishmar Rekiva. If Lo Yitamo is Rishus Rechevo, then Afkamin would be if one would be considered Oisiv a mitzvah to exempt himself from the mitzvah. And, as well, regarding the Mitam of Al-Karcha, if he doesn't want to be Mitam, like the Mursas and Zwach and Daf Kuf that we just mentioned, with the story of Yitzhak Kain. Says the Marshal, that with this, that Taisus had to say that the Nafkamin is going to be. Regarding someone that is a Mitzvah, if he's part from the Mitzvah, that's because Taisus hold that the Machaikis of Mishmar Bekiva is said when there's other people that are able to be taken care of in dead body. Because if there's nobody else, then it's Pashat, it's a Mace Mitzvah. And even a Kain that's not a relative has to be Mitam. On the other hand, if there are people that could go ahead and be misasik with the mace, there's no reason to obligate the kohen to empower himself to his family. Because this kohen is not worse than anybody else inside the kohen, that when the other people is not mechuyav to mitame himself. Therefore, Taisus writes that the nafkamin is going to be regarding if he has a den oisik with mitzvah, patzman and mitzvah. Meaning, even though he's not chayav to mitame the kohen, because there's other people that can do it, but there's a kiyam mitzvah. That he should be considered an oisik with mitzvah to be patzman and mitzvah. Another afternoon would be to be Mitamhem Akarcha, like we said, the story of Yitzhakai, Erev Pesach. What did they force him to? Meaning we're talking about Erev Pesach, was there was no other people that would go ahead and do it because they're all looking forward to making the Kavim Pesach. Therefore, they forced him because he's a relative. But on this Marsha, the current Erev points out, and he argues, and he says that the Mitzvah Mitamhem the Kavim is said even when there's other people to Mitzasi. Still in all, it's Mitzvah Mitamhem the Kavim. And Taisus does not mean to say that when there's but other people that do it, he doesn't have a chiyuv mitzvah. And our community would be al tzivu mitzvah, patzman mitzvah, like the Marshal explains. But rather, what Taisus meant is, says the Karen Ariel, only to explain this, Rabbi Shmuel argues, if Tumas Kerem is a shusha mitzvah, and it's possible that the Nafkimina feeds Mitame as a rishus, or feeds Mitame as a mitzvah. What will be the Nafkimina? What's the difference if he became Tame, how he became Tame? On that, Taisus writes, so when he's a Tame to the Kerem, there's a Nafkimina, whether it's a rishus or a mitzvah, regarding a patron mitzvah, a patron mitzvah, a patron mitzvah from a different mitzvah that comes up. Now, in understanding this mitzvah, the Rambam over there writes that he brings out how chomer it is the mitzvah of Avelis, because his example is that we push away the tumah for a kohen in order to be able to do it. As it says, ki musheir akar of elo, limar of other lo yitama. Does the mitzvah say? Because if he does want to be mitame, we'll do it on purpose. So we see pshat in the Rambam that the gather of the mitzvah to mitamim the kriyim is al sochah pavelis. The shemus asik, the family shemus asik, with him and be mitzavu. Pshat in the Rambam, there's a little extra. The Rambam himself writes in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Seivam Zayin, that the mitzvah for the kriyim to mitamim the kriyim, which the Torah talks about, and that itself is a mitzvah pavelis. Meaning, because every person of Klal Yisrael has an obligation to mourn his relative. And to be mechazik this nekuda, to bring out the chiyuv even clearer, the proof is in the fact that a kohen, which is not allowed to be metame generally, still in all, he has to be metame. And this is all in order that we should learn how chomer the halacha of avelus is. Now the Rambam writes, as we said in Hilchos Avot, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that avelus in Mishnah is in the Raisa. Meaning, so this is the Torah says that Tumas Kravim, that the person is allowed to be metame, because Avelus, you can see that Avelus Yerusha must be the right. Because also the whole din Avelus on the Rabbanon, you can't explain that Mr. Tumas Kerevim is out of Avelus, because Tumas Kerevim is the right. Achiv Avelus only is the Rabbanon. The case of Mishnah over there in Halacha Aleph is actually bothered. This is that the Rambam wants to be told about Avelus Yerusha the right, but this is the fact that Torah says that a kohen should be tamed to his relatives. From this time we find that Torah is tamed to the Kerevim, you can learn that you should be able to mitzvah on them, because you can say that maybe Tumas Kerevim is one thing and Avelus is a second thing. I mean, the case of which is bothered the Rambam's tushto, the fact that Rambam combined it together, that how do you see that Tumas Kerevim is because mitzvah is Avelin? In Tshuvas, Veshav HaKoyin, in Siman Arvov, he writes that the Makor of the Rambam, that the Tshuvas Kovim is Al-Tavailus, is actually the Farish HaTaris Kainim and Parish HaShmini. Pesach says, V'yikra Moshel, Mishol, Ve'la Tzofim, Ve'la Yuzi, Al-Zoy Daharin. And he said to them, Kir, V'lachei Chamei, Spray HaKoyidish, Am Chutz Lamachin, and it says the Taris Kainim, we see from here, that the Kainim are not Matam Al-Mesim, because Allah Zawi Yisama with Kainim, and they didn't go ahead with Matam. Who did it? Mishol, Ve'la Tzofim, who were Levim? Lachar is very schwer. You could ask, Allah Zawi Yisama were Kainim and Jaitim. And it's halacha that for Kana Yitzim should occur from Yom Tani. He says, since in this parsha it says, Rasechem Altafro, Uvigechem Maitzifremu, meaning then there was, at that moment it was Nasa for them Avelis, therefore they had no permission to Yom Tani, because Tumas Kervim is only out Avelis. And that's where the Rambam got this from. And the Rambam Lachachet, right, that those that say, that there were Namas Abba on them, for example, the halacha is by someone that's killed by Bezin, or someone that's from Abraham Tuladas, a Kohen Taka can be metamed to them. Says the case of over there. This said a Kohen is not metamed to somebody that's not Abedat to Adas. Since the reason why the Tumas pushed away is in order that it should be Avelus, therefore the Rambam holds, since the Rambam holds that Abedat to Adas, Amos Alam Alam, the melee you see from here is the Kohen is not metamed to. Rabbi Yashar Zechon Lezrocha, in his Sefer Oris, he says that Tafka, according to Rabbi Akiva, Vay Tam is a mitzvah, only according to him you can explain the mitzvah of Avelus. Therefore those that you're not metamed on them, you're not talking Matama to them. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Allah Yitama as a Rishos, as we explained, so this has nothing to do with Avelus. If even those that you're not Matama on them, for example, Ma'am Ratzim Adas, the Kurian would be able to be Matama to them. In the Chuvah Rishal HaKurian that we mentioned before, he declares if a Kurian cotton is Matama the Kurian, because a Kurian cotton Gedolim, Amor v'Amarto, Haz Gedolim Atanim, Zimur Darshan, and Sechlis Yivam, and Rashi brings down a Chumash. Now, if Kerem Cotton, since he's put from Avelus, you can say that maybe he's not Mechuyev to Metamel Kerem. So, if it would come out that the Kerem Cotton would end up being more Chumash than a Gedol. Because the Kerem that's a Gedol is Metamel himself to the Kerem. But the Kerem that's a Cotton, since he's put from Avelus, and we're combining the two together from the Ramam, so he's not Mechuyev to Metamel Kerem. So, therefore, it would be also for a Gedol to bring him to the Tumo. But on the other hand, you can say that the Israel of Cotton is only because of he's going to become one day a gadol. And since when he becomes a gadol, he's not going to be metamel krevim. Therefore, even when he's a cotton, he has to be metamel. The Mechitzchilach, Mr. Reisam Mechdalad, he says this Ha'ar himself, even without the reason that Tumas krevim is al-tavelus. And he says, since the cotton is not mitzvah at all in the mitzvah, so therefore, there is no mitzvah of lo yitamel. So therefore, we have the shalva that cotton should not be able to metamel himself. Like we learn from the Pasuk, Amar v'amartu, l'hazak dilu ma'aktanim. Since the cotton is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of lo yitamel, Rabbi Yashu, the Sefer Artist, writes, if this topic is Dafka, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva, like you mentioned, he said before also, that he holds that all your Thomas is a mitzvah, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds that Sirius Shuls, will Sarah gave permission for the Kohen to be Tama if he wants to. There's no difference between the Kohen, which is a gadol or a cotton, because the Heter and Tumma is not a mitzvah at all. He brings it gradually to the Shefer Kohen, but if you look at the Shefer Kohen, it's not there, as is brought down in the parentheses, in the end of Ois Aleph. In our Songs by Sophus, in the bottom of the page, in Ois Aleph, they bring down Rabbi Chana Vassar and Hashem Yim Kabdoma from Kervitz to Aris and Meches. Over there, he discusses regarding Tumas Kervim if it's considered Duchuya or Hutra. And he writes over there, it's Gimel, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Tumas Kervim is a Rishos. And Adam, it's all Karchach, it's a Hutra. And it turns Megala that the Kervim are not included in the Slav, and therefore he's allowed to be Tavata. And he says, if that's the case, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that Lady Tavata is a Mitzvah, it's also only a Hutra. Because even according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Heter of Tumas Kervim because it became Mitzvah. But rather, like according to Bishmol, that Mitama began the Rishos, so too Mitama according to Bekivo as a mitzvah. And according to this, we have to say that who is regarding a cotton, there's no difference between Bekivo and Bishmol. Because just like according to Bishmol, even a cotton is mitzvah from Mitama to Kervim, and regarding a shush, there's no difference between cotton and gadol. So too, according to Bekivo, a cotton is also not Machuyim and mitzvah with Yitama, that he's allowed to be Mitama with Kervim. In Ois Beis, in the Lazada sheets, you'll see this is a little bit of a different conversation, which we'll see is connected to the previous conversation. The Rambam over there writes, this mitzvah is not married only by Tzorim, that they have a mitzvah that are very not to become Tameh, but female Kahanim, since they're not Muzal Tumah, because they're not Muzal from the top of the Kerevim, they want to, they can, if not, so they don't have to. Okay, so Mishra brings out of this, the Ramban, in the Sefer Teres, Adam writes that he doesn't know where the Rambam got this from, to exempt women from this mitzvah. He says, maybe the Rambam darshaning kosh yeshnib l'yitama, yeshnib yitame, and since the women are not included in l'yitame, so they're not included in the yitame. Or maybe this, and it says in the parasha, b'nei aharon, maybe the Rambam learned b'nei aharon, but maybe it says regarding everything that's in that parasha, He says, well, Maisa, I don't know where the Rambam got it from. And it's Siv, in Hemek Shailon, and Sheolta Sebarshis Emer, and Sheolta Kuv Gimel, and Eitzah Zayin, he explains Shat in the Rambam, that the Mitzvah Tumas Kerevim is because of Kvay Hameis. It's a covenant that the family members are Metamatim. But this covenant is Shayach Zafka by a Koyin that has the Isser to become Tamit to other people. Therefore, when he's Metamit, he's Kerevim, there's an added covenant, because he's somebody that, generally speaking, would not become Tamit. But a Kehenet, that's Metamit, even to other people. So there's no covet in the fact that she's Metamer herself to the relative. But the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Ravid over there, he argues on the Rambam, and he says, and he brings the Ravid from the Gemara Yevamos, that even Nashim have a mitzvah Tumas Kerevim. And the Rosh, in the Tumas, Tumas, Tumas Tess, brings down that the Rambam had a very hard time understanding the Rambam, because you need a riot to exempt women from the mitzvah. And the Torah in your day brings down the Tachalikas Rambam and the Rosh, and the Tachalikas Rambam brings down only the Shittas Rosh, that this is side by men and side by women. Shagat Aryeh and his Shuvas and Simachas and the new and the Shuvas HaKadoshus and Simachas, he explains to Machlekes Rambam Ravid in the Rosh is that it's not Dafka regarding if a Kehenet is not Chayav in this Mitzvah. Because according to the Rambam, that holds that this Mitzvah is a Mitzharim and not by Kehenet, we come back to who I did the Mitzvah is a Dafka by a Kehenet, not by yourself. Because Dafka is somebody that has the Vav of Vayitamo would have this mitzvah of loyitamo. But somebody that's not included in the law is not mitzvah in the mitzvah either. So therefore, would come out of Yisrael and Yisraelis would also be exempt from this mitzvah. But according to the Ravid and the Rosh, the whole, even the Kehenet is mitzvah in the mitzvah of loyitamo, even though she's not muzer on the law of Tumas Meis, who adin would be enough kamino for Yisrael and Yisraelis, there would also be chayav in this mitzvah. Now, this, that Shulchan Aruch, for example, that say, Echad Isha, Echad Isha, Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, says the Shach, the Kotan Gimel, meaning Isha, that's the Kehenet. That was the Kehenet. The Shach Yisari over there says, Masha from the Shach, not the Kehenet, the Chayim, the Mitzvah, but not the Yisraelis, and it's not true, because if this Mitzvah is not even Kehenet, it's also not even Yisraelis. And he proves this, that the Mitzvah is so much greater than Mitzvah, even by Yisraelim, but this is the Gemara says in Sukkah, Dab Chofei, and Rashi, when they bring down, that the Pesach Sheni, with the Gemara Darshans, Ahiyah, Nosh, Masha, Yisraelim, and Nefesh, Odom, means people that became Tommy to the Kerevim, with the Kerevim to Tommy to them. And at this moment, there were no Kahanim. The only Kahanim that existed were Aharon and his two kids. And those people were not Kahanim. And still in all their own silver, to Mitzvah of the Kerevim, to Rosh, with the Gemara and Sifra. But in the Sefer Chadrei Deo, in Yerdeo over there, he writes that the Rambam also holds that Mitzvah of Tommy is like, even by Yisraelim, not only by Kahanim. And the Rambam did not exclude only Kahanis and not Zecharim Yisraelim. And the shot that is, because in places where Bakamad after Zov writes that wherever the Torah writes Ish, you have to include a woman. And you can't say Hitchar Kos of Isha of Ish, Chol Ish Isha of Torah. Therefore, this that the Rambam holds that the Kehenet Tam Suvis in this Mitzvah is because this parse it says the opening words like the Rambam already mentioned, Bnei Aharon. It's Mashu Dafko, Zacharim Lo Nikev. So therefore, by Yisrael, of course, the Rambam would admit that he's mechuyev in this mitzvah, because regarding the mitzvah with Pim Tamil Kerevim, there's no difference between Kahanim and Yisrael. That's dafka by male, not by female. Since the pasuk says Bnei Aharon, so therefore we can't include women, only through an extra pasuk that we would have. To just bring out the point and summarize what we discussed over here, we had two main discussions. First of all, the basic element of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the Chiyus Yimatame, the Kerevim is also the Din Mitzvah Avelus, and the Rambam actually says that's why Avelus and Rishon must be the Raisa. The Rambam, as you pointed out, from the Shavah Koyin understands the Rambam, that Allah Zayi Sama became us during the Tamil and Avivu since they were prohibited by Avelus. And therefore, the Nafkamim would be somebody that's attacked as no Avelus, about Abed Atzma Das, for example. And it would be, as Rabbi Yashar says, based on Machoikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And then also, the Shavah Koyin and Mechat Chinuch and Rabbi Yashar, discuss also regarding a Kohen that's a cotton, if you've been talking about the Kohen or not. We also just pointed out parenthetically that Tosfos points out that it's Negeya Oisiv Mitzvah Pasan HaMitzvah, and we had a Marsha and Karen Ari to discuss why Tosfos had to come on to that. And then the next thing we discussed, first of all, we also discussed Rebbe Chanav Asserman's Hutra and Hutcho in Kohen Tzaharis, also regarding, depending if it will be a Rishos or a Mitzvah. And then we discussed, is this Mitzvah Tumas Kerevim is dafka by a Kehenet? And also, how about by a Yisrael? If we say the Mitzvah is dafka by Kehanim, because they're specifically, prohibited to become tamei, that's part of the covenant. So maybe my women not, and maybe my Israel not. And quite amazed by Kraven is dying to have stafka by somebody that has a prohibition. And we discussed the Ramban, the Ravid, an explanation from the Shagat Aryeh and the Chadri Deah also regarding this Rambam and Rosh, how we understand the machlokes, as we elaborate in the shir itself.